You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3, powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. It's Nissan's Winter Warrior event. Lease or finance a Kicks or Cash Tie to receive up to three payments on them. Finance rates from 0% on select Cash Ties. Scarborough Nissan, Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.
Final Hour Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app and up on TSN 2. Brian Hayes, Yo Dog, Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles, McLennan, Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider in studio later in the hour. Raptors in action tonight in Brooklyn. 16 in a row. Saw Nick Nurse on PTI, so we keep wondering, you know, what kind of love are the Raptors getting down in the States?
Yeah, that is a start.
Well, he's going to get a lot of love. They'll be, you know, front and center at the All-Star game as well, with Siakam there, Lowry there, Nick Nurse and his staff.
Giannis there.
Giannis. Tampering galore. It'll be nonstop tampering. Because, like Joel Embiid, is he going to stay in Philly? That whole scene has been wild the past couple of nights. He got booed during the introductions last night in Philly. Gets booed.
Yeah.
Comes out, hits a big three early in the game. Huge ovation. And then they're chanting him off the court at the end of the game after the win.
But why was he getting booed early on, though? I didn't understand that.
Well,
he told him she gave him the shut up, and then he was like, shut the F up, and people saw the read the lips. And
he tried to backtrack that he was talking to himself. It was complete garbage. And listen, in Philly, if it's ever going to happen in Philly where a player is going to tell his own fans to shut up, it's Philly. And if anyone should appreciate them doing it, it should be Philly.
Right,
they boo
right.
everyone. They boo every star. So at some point, you're going to hear it from your own guy.
I was listening to Dan Patrick this morning, and he said, for this to anything going forward, it's got to be either Embiid or Ben Simmons. It's one of the two. And he said he would take Ben Simmons over Embiid, but he doesn't think the two of them on the same team is ever going to work.
I'm not sure. Like, they have so much talent, but it hasn't worked so far, right?
Yeah.
That said, I mean, Kawhi hit a miracle to beat them in Game 7. They were that close
right.
to moving on to the Eastern Conference Final. They have that level of talent. But they have had some real troubles this year. And Brett Brown, their head coach, I think he's fired unless they get to a conference final this year. Al Horford's
like
been a big
too.
Bust. Yeah, he's a jovial, he's an easy guy to listen to or whatever. And
right.
speaks his mind as a head coach. But something's not right down there in Philly. But Embiid has been hearing it. Like, we played the clips of Barkley chewing him out, Shaq chewing him out. When those two guys come at you directly, probably feels like the whole world is coming at you, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to hear it on social media. Hey,
for
did you
sure.
hear what Shaq said? You're a plug. You're soft or whatever.
Yeah.
Barkley called them, like, the softest team. And
Cleveland Browns of the NBA.
Yeah. At some point, you're going to expect a response from the players. And I almost feel like that, you know, their reaction is in part to the fans, but also in part to just the general reaction to how they've been disappointing
right.
people this year. But the trade deadline's passed them by now. Like, neither of those guys are going anywhere right now. But the way the NBA operates,
who knows?
Even if they win, there's a chance one of them gets traded or demands a move or whatever.
You're right.
Right?
I mean, that is what's fascinating about the NBA is the uncertainty. Like, you're right. We think Tavares, like, bucked the trend. Like,
wow,
the NBA,
what a wild guy.
Yeah, the NBA just, you don't know what the hell's going on.
No.
I still, like, I was 99% sure Kawhi was signing here when he landed on that plane.
I thought he was, too.
That bird. Like, I
thought
was
he
like,
was too.
This guy's going to the Hazleton Hotel.
Like, why would he fly back if he wasn't
I don't know. I still, that is
Killing
still
time.
One of the craziest
Diversion
things.
Tactic. Diversion tactic. I don't believe for a second it was out of respect for the Raptors. You didn't show him any respect. You left.
Yeah,
you know, and you were under no obligation to fly up here.
How long was he here for? Did they show
here
him?
Here for, like, 3 days.
Oh, he didn't, like, go right back?
No. He was up here for a while. Now, maybe he was thinking, hey, I'm going to come up and party. I think he was hanging out with Drake. And
well, there was
maybe he had some plans. But I kind of think now that we know actually what was going on, it was a diversion tactic and it was a stall tactic to get George out of Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And the second he got back on that plane and went back to L.A., he was never coming back. And I'm sure they knew it at that point.
Remember there was pictures of him at Home Depot with boxes and that?
That was at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. He's leaving. Like, everyone was speculating.
Well, it is. It's goofy. The guy won a championship, and he left. And he left a team that's 40-14 still. Like, it's not like LeBron, when he left Cleveland.
They hit the skids.
Turned into an absolute joke.
Right.
Like, Kawhi left, and they're better than ever.
Yeah, they're
not necessarily on paper, but in terms of the standings.
Yeah, they're farther ahead than they were last year.
They've never been 40-14.
Yeah.
They're on pace for 60 wins. They've never done that before.
It's impressive. I
was expecting not them to crater. I thought they'd still be a playoff team, but not to this level. Like, again, LeBron leaves Cleveland, and they become an absolute dumpster fire. Kawhi leaves, and it's like, oh, it's fine.
I think people thought that they could get 50 wins. No?
Yeah. I think the projection out of Vegas was probably 47.
Right.
But, you know, which would have been well into the playoffs in the Eastern Conference.
Right, right.
You know, but probably closer to middle of the pack in terms of the big boys in the East. But they're, you know, yeah, Boston still could catch them, but with this winning streak, they've really separated themselves from Miami, and Philly and Indiana are way behind them. Like, they're going to end up with home court in the first round. You got to believe they'll be a top three team.
Yeah.
And if you're top two, you're playing like Brooklyn or Orlando or Washington or whatever in the first round.
They need some more of that Orlando. Just mop them up.
Yeah. You need to ease back into the playoffs without Kawhi, right? Like, gain some confidence, get a win, get into the second round, be waiting for your opponent. Home court in the second round. That would be ideal.
Yep.
And, you know, journey continues tonight. So, Kyle Lowry, you mentioned this in the break. And the podcast is the Winging It podcast, which is exactly what Vince Carter's been doing for about 5 years now, winging his career.
You know a guy is mailing in his last season when he has a podcast during the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no time for a podcast if you're dedicated to your craft.
He knows he's on a brutal team. Like, he didn't get dealt again. They're not going to buy him
Danny
out.
Danny Green kind of managed it nicely. Like, he could do it. He pulled it off.
But Danny Green did do it. And I would assume Vince is kind of operating in a similar fashion. Like, Danny Green had someone else that was hosting it and operating it. And when Green had an hour, he'd sit down and do something.
Right.
Vince has been working for ESPN during the playoff runs and during the summers for years now.
Yeah, it's a second career.
It's a second career, and it's a secondary gig almost, him playing in the NBA for Atlanta. But Kyle Lowry joined him on his podcast, and they started talking about Vince and his impact in Canada and Toronto and the idea of a jersey retirement. And here's what Kyle Lowry had to say.
I think Vince's jersey should be retired in Jersey. I think Toronto, it's a no-brainer. It's going to happen.
Right. If anything, it should happen there first.
Yeah. Yeah, I think... And I'm going to put that out there, and then if anybody asks me, yes, Vince should be the first jersey to go up there for what he did for the city, right? And for the what he did for the country.
So I will start by saying I love Kyle Lowry.
So was Vince in that room for that convo?
Oh, yeah, that was Vince who said, it should be up first. Thanks, Vince.
Yeah, but that's
isolate what he said, Mullen. Grab what, because he chimes in. He's like, oh, yeah, it should be the first one up.
You don't know if that's him.
That's Vince. It's his podcast, dude. I think it's him. If it's not him, I'd be shocked. I mean, okay, it's his podcast. Who else is stepping in on his podcast?
He's pandering to the crowd?
He is. He's in his world. He's on his podcast. Of course, he's going to kind of, kiss up to him a little bit. I'm sure Kyle's got a ton of respect for Vince Carter. Everyone does in the NBA.
I just
remember, 42, he's still playing.
There's a coach in the NBA who panders to you.
Yeah, that's
time.
Right.
Like, you, Brian, you are the voice of, like...
That's exactly what it is.
But that's all Dwayne he was Casey. Doing. That's what, to me, I took it that way.
So you don't think he's being serious? He's trying to compliment Vince and be nice to Vince? How you hear it?
I'm sure in a certain level, he's like, yeah, I could see him going up there, but it's not... You know, he doesn't lay awake at night going, like, Vince has got to be... Like, I think he's on that podcast. He's around them. Vince is, I'm sure, a great guy. They get along.
Yeah.
He's giving them some love.
Like, yeah, I think you're probably right. I don't believe that Lowry would... If you were... if this option was put in front of him...
Right.
7 or 15 goes up first. I don't think he's saying 15. I think he'd be like, no, 7.
That's
like, put
my
me
point.
Up. Forget Vince. What I take issue with is this idea that Lowry understands the impact that Vince had on Canada.
Right.
He grew up in Philly.
Yeah, you're right.
He's an American. He has no idea the impact that, it's all hearsay. Like, people know it. It's common knowledge. But don't pretend like you experienced it and took the TTC down to see him play in 2000.
Wouldn't it be a bigger story if he was like, no, not you, it's me?
It'd be great.
But that's what
Kyle's
I'm saying.
A straight shooter
in
most
his mind,
of the time.
He's probably thinking, it's going to be me. But he's, I think he's just pandering to...
Playing to the crowd?
The situation.
Yeah.
If you're on a, if you're a guest on a show,
but why is that even coming up? Like, if you're the host, why is Vince or whoever it is, he does it with a woman, you know, a co-host. Maybe she brought it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, if you got Kyle on, you're going to talk about the history of the Raptors. You both share that history.
Unless Vince planted that question, asked her to ask him, like, hey, what do you think? Ask Kyle.
Bring it up and see what he has to say.
Yeah, but what if Kyle was like, yeah, no, it's mine every day of the week. Now you got yourself a spicy. Now it gets awkward.
Now it gets awkward. Now you got some honesty, though. That's the truth.
But you think that Lowry
should go up first. Absolutely. It's not even debatable. I would put DeRozan up second.
But is there some
Kawhi
truth?
Kawhi goes up second.
Kawhi's not getting his number retired.
Is there some truth?
He's not. He left. He's here for a year. See you later.
Dude, I'm sorry. That is the most ridiculous thing you've ever said. Kawhi Leonard's jersey's not going to be retired in Toronto?
It's not going to be.
Yeah, it is going to
be. No,
it won't be. 1 year, he won him the championship.
So what? There were other guys on that team. They're 40-14 without him. Forget Kawhi.
I don't even know what you're saying right now.
I'm saying number two is not getting retired. I don't think it ever will be.
Yeah,
and it shouldn't be. If it does, that's a joke.
You're the only person that thinks that.
No, I'm not.
You know what?
Grappler, do you think they're going to retire number two? Like, be honest.
No. Thank you, Grapples.
Why would they?
Yeah, but he's a disgruntled fan.
No,
like, I can see that. Yeah, you're disgruntled. You were like a dog with your tail between your legs when he left. I remember that. You were so rattled.
You were off the show. How would you know?
How do you remember?
I even sent you a note on Twitter to be like, knock off that language.
No. That was after I had some choice words for a U.S. host down in the States after the Raptors beat Philly, and he was just crapping all over.
Well, then fair enough.
But one season, you can't do it. You can't.
Really?
No.
No, you can't. You can't.
No, you can, and you should, and they will.
Let me ask you this. All right, although it's different. I don't know the answer. Is Ray Bourque's number retired in Colorado?
No.
Case dismissed.
Ray Bourque wasn't the reason why Colorado won that cup.
It was a big part of it.
They had Forsberg. They had Sakic.
Yes, Siakam, Fred VanVleet.
Oh, no.
Kyle Lowry.
Dude, this
Nick
is a
Nurse.
Different level. I will bet
Bobby
you any money, any kind of money value, that they retire number two.
No, I'm telling you, they won't.
Yeah, they
won't. Actually, I can't say definitively they won't. They might.
Right.
But I think they need to be careful with that. I think, listen, in the moment, If you told me, you know, at the end of June, before we made a decision, two's going up, I'd be like, okay, I can live with that. I'd prefer to hear an answer first. But once I got the answer, and what he orchestrated and all that kind of stuff, and Uncle Dennis and Christy Pitts, and no, you're out.
Christy Pitts.
Thank you for your,
you're acting like they were in Christy Pitts. We said Christy Pitts.
Pardon me. Sorry, repeat that, Grappler.
The Colorado Avalanche did, in fact, retire the number of Ray Bourque.
What a loser!
That one stinks.
My goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Well, they're losers,
I didn't
too.
I didn't believe
they're losers.
It, so there you go. That's on me.
Colorado's a pathetic organization. It always has been. It always will be.
That's
a joke.
So funny.
That's brutal.
I have one final thing to say.
No, case back open.
I rest my case.
Well, case back open.
Horatio Kane style.
That's
this is a
joke
question
by Colorado.
For you, though.
Who runs their operation down there?
Well, remember, it was Greg Sherman.
Well, there's your answer.
No, I'm joking.
Let me ask you this. Did Colorado retire Ray Bourque's jersey?
It was Milton
you.
From Opera.
I believe Ray Bourque played two seasons.
He did play two seasons.
Though, so
that's right.
Here's the question.
Doesn't matter. That was your. That was like a
no,
judge
I just brought
looking
it up.
At
I'm
you.
Asking you.
It was like you were like what's his name? The little Italian guy when he was like the two Utes.
That's what Joe Pesci.
You were like Joe Pesci.
Yeah,
in
Pesci
that movie.
Won the case, though.
No, it's just
but
you look like the judge was looking at you like you are an idiot.
But who won the case?
Huh?
Cousin Vinny got them off the hook.
Eventually.
Give
because
me more time.
Because of Marissa Tomei, though, I believe.
I know. Al's brother's my Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, there
he
you go.
He probably thinks that
Marissa
Lowry or Kawhi's jersey. What do you think?
Yeah, Al's brother. Give us your
hang it up or what?
No, I'm with the Hayes on this one. I don't think you hang it up, and you brought up a good point. In the moment, I was probably team retire the jersey during the run.
Yeah.
But now in reflection, I don't think you could do it for one year.
No, forget Kawhi.
I've got one question, though.
Forget
did
him.
They win the championship if Kawhi's not on the
of
team?
Of course not.
Well, then,
of course. Listen, yeah, but he's a professional athlete. He's supposed to play and perform.
You're right.
Like, we gave him all the adulation
in the world.
When
they won the championship, you're like, oh, go ahead, throw his jersey up in the
I never said that.
Yeah, you
ever.
Did.
No, I haven't.
No, he may
ever,
have leaned
ever,
to,
ever.
I've always said.
I will say he's been very consistent.
We had a commercial that was playing.
Yes.
Throughout Toronto, I think you said if you retire his jersey, it's a joke.
The script.
That was live. That was live on the air.
The script said that I had to say that.
Oh, that was a plant.
That was a plant.
That was a Jiffy app commercial.
I thought
it was a pluck from one of our segments.
Mine was when I said they could play in an empty stadium and it wouldn't matter. They took that out. The
finish your check.
Brian Mulroney clip actually happened, if you can believe it.
I think mine was a plant. I don't know. I can't remember.
No, yours was from the show, man.
I thought I had to do a voiceover or something. I don't remember.
No, that was from the show.
They should retire his jersey.
No, you said it would be
idiotic
a joke.
Argument.
You said it would be a joke.
Did Bray Bork get his jersey retired in Colorado?
Yeah, but let's
yes, he did.
Point something out. I asked you. I said, I don't know.
Yeah,
and you guys said no.
I thought he did.
Here's what you did. You said, let me ask you something. Did his jersey get retired in Colorado? And then nobody said anything. You're like, exactly. My case is proven.
Yeah, that's right. Cousin Vinny. Cousin Vinny, who won in the end?
Quiet in the courtroom.
Cousin Vinny, is Ray Bourque's number retired in Colorado?
No. I said no.
Case dismissed.
What a joke.
Get your damn act together.
Get your damn act together.
That's a bit of a heroic move.
It was heroic. It was heroic.
But then...
Judge, jury, and executioner on a debate.
Wow.
That's how arrogant I was. Greg Sherman. It was Milton from Office Space that probably retired his number.
I don't know who it was. That team was a scary team. I just remember...
Ray Bourque. So that means Rob Blake's number's got to be retired there, clearly.
Nope.
Well, who like
Sakic, Forsberg, Foot?
Hey Duke better have his number.
Hey Duke, I mean,
Hey Duke might be coming
Chris,
up.
Chris Drury better. If Ray Bourque has his number retired, Chris Drury's got to have his number
Ray
retired.
Bork's Ray Bourque. Figure it out. Kawhi's jersey's going up.
I'll take that bet. Whatever you want to put on the line.
I guarantee you, I'm going to send Jeff McDonald and everyone in this building a note. When they do retire his jersey, I'm going to say, do not let Brian Hayes in that building because he doesn't even support this.
No, I don't.
Because you'll be like, I got to be down there for this one.
I don't support that. I don't support Vince ever having his number retired, ever.
See, but
I would never put 15 up in the Raptors.
That's a fair.
Ever.
This is a,
Seven and 10.
This is a fair question.
And 43 in about 15
Did Vince
years.
Carter not put the Raptors on the map?
Yes. And then he ripped them off the map because he quit and he demanded a trade.
He had all kinds of mom stuff going on, and there was all kinds of.
Well, I don't. I'm not going to make excuses for
everyone's,
it. But all I'm
everyone's
saying is
gotten past it. How come you're the only one that hasn't?
I have gotten past it. That doesn't mean I need to see 15 in the rafters. It's just like Kawhi. I love Kawhi Leonard.
You know
I
how
always
many
feel
kids
indebted.
In this country started playing basketball because of Vince Carter.
Do you have a number?
Pardon me?
What's the number? Everyone says that. Do you know how many? Yeah, okay,
no,
how many?
No,
I'm
going
to go as
Tell
far
me,
as to say.
Cousin Vinny. Tell me.
I am going to go as far as to say hundreds of thousands.
Oh, really? That's not a scientific
fact. I will say this.
Well, do you not agree with that number? Hundreds of thousands.
What are they saying? Stricken that from the record.
Strike that from the record.
Excellent language.
Here's the thing.
Stricken that from the,
being case dismissed. From being from out west and not following basketball as closely back then.
Right.
All I knew of the Raptors was Vince Carter.
Absolutely.
Slam dunk competition.
His number is going to be retired. It's going in the Raptors.
I think
Kawhi's.
I think Vince's probably will. I don't make that decision. My here's what I'll say. Okay, before I drop the mic or the gavel. Okay, this will be a gavel drop.
Yes.
Vince's 15 probably will get retired. I wouldn't personally put it up there, but if they do, I'm over it. It was a long time ago. I said this a couple of weeks ago when he was in town. They've won a title. They've got 40 wins on the season, 16 in a row. I don't get caught up in the Vince history. Kawhi is different.
Right.
1 year, huge role.
Left.
Legend in the city forever.
Right.
But you left.
Here's the
you had a chance to double down and bring it back, and you
left. Lowry retires. His will be first. Then Vince. Kawhi, I believe, will be third. Then DeMar.
Do you think Kawhi would even show up for his own jersey retirement?
They could do it when he's playing here still. Just say, you know what? Your jersey's retired.
How pathetic would that be?
Why?
Only if I'm playing. I'm not flying in for that kind of an honor.
Well, then you just solve all. You kill two birds with one stone. When he's in town, you say.
Why do you cater to him? When's he going to give back to the team?
I see your argument.
He just won them a championship.
Yeah, he's supposed to. He's paid to play the game.
Yeah. So what? They still won the championship.
They beat the Golden State Warriors
because of Kawhi Leonard.
That's why I'm hung up on it. Is people are looking back. Well, he left and he bounced and all that. I get that, but in the moment. This guy could have been arguably the greatest Raptor of all time, correct?
Arguably the greatest athlete in Toronto history in terms of that 1 year.
And that 1 year,
yes.
That time.
Yes.
So that's where I think, if you were talking how your emotional swing, where in June, he was still undecided technically. If he would have asked you there, then you would have wavered on it.
I would have been riding a high.
Let me just put a bow on this before we go to break.
Okay.
You just said one of the greatest athletes in Toronto history for
one
that
season.
1 year.
Yeah. Case dismissed. I have a criteria that you have to be...
That you don't leave.
You have to be here for a long time. That you have to prove that you love the city.
Ray Bourque was there for a year.
You have
and
to
half.
Prove that you love
Ray
love the team.
Yeah,
that's
true. And a half.
Did Kawhi love being here?
Well, I think he
I don't
loved
know if
it,
he did.
But he also liked to leave. You
I have
know,
no idea.
I don't know.
He did his job.
Now, that's now a prerequisite for you. Is
Wouldn't you suggest it should be? You're retiring his number. That's the epitome of an honor that any team can offer up.
Yeah.
And you got a guy, I don't even know if he would show up. I'm not being sarcastic. He may be like, sorry, I got other things going on, man.
Yeah.
I got a New Balance shoot.
I
can't
would,
make it.
This
is about winning in championships.
I want a guy his number's
he
in the Raptors.
He didn't ask to come here. He was traded here.
Exactly. And I don't have to retire his number, dude. I'm not taking away from his legacy. Retiring the number is not necessary. It doesn't. It's not in the fine print.
Well, you're the only person
case
I know
dismissed.
That doesn't want to do that.
It's a great
case
argument.
Dismissed.
But
case dismissed.
I don't want to hear that ever again.
Case dismissed. Case dismissed. Darren Dreger in studio next. All right, we have a pair of tickets to give away. Leafs Penguins, February 21st. Every day this week, we'll provide the clue to the identity of a current or ex-Maple Leaf player. And on Friday, you'll have a chance to call in and name that Leaf. Today's clue, this former Leaf scored a total of 120 goals during his OHL career. That'll get your jersey retired. 120 snipes in the O. It's a lot of goals.
Yes, for sure.
All right, Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider in studio. What's up, Dregs?
A lot of stuff in the last couple of days, eh?
Yeah, a lot of injuries, right?
Yeah, I mean, it goes from an interesting trade between Pittsburgh and the Minnesota Wild to, obviously, the horrific images that we watched last night in the St. Louis game, and you've got news on Shea Weber. I mean, that's just kind of
right.
The day's rolling into trade deadline, right?
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about this earlier, the injuries. Certainly not scientific. You can't back anything up, but it just feels like it's such a condensed schedule.
Yeah.
How are these injuries happening after bye weeks?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they shut their bodies down, and then it's like, all right, you got to gear back up. You know, and star players, they're playing more minutes than they ever did at a higher pace.
Well, he was talking about, like, will it ever get to a 70-game schedule? Like, will the owners ever say... This is better for everybody?
Well, probably not, in answer to your question. But, you know, when you look then at the international calendar and what that might look like, it's not just about the Olympics. So if you go to the Olympics, then every other year you've got the World Cup. And maybe, you know, every other year the World Cup then goes to Europe. Well, these players, you know, they're always traveling and they're always on the ice. So the only way to make room for that is to limit the number of games that they play in the regular season. But you're taking away millions and millions and millions of dollars. Like, the Toronto Maple Leafs would be near the top of that group of saying, New York Rangers. You know, you guys could probably get a ticket in just about any city in the National Hockey League, right? Whether you want to pay for it or not, you just simply make a phone call, try and get a ticket to a Ranger game as a fan. I mean, it's probably, even though they're a struggling team, you know, probably one of the, if not the most difficult ticket to acquire. So you're talking about tens of millions of dollars when you're saying, let's go from 82 down to 72 or 70.
And the players get half of that, too. Yeah. So the players are like, we don't really want to lose that money either.
Yeah, I just still think you've got to find...
a lot of injuries, man.
You've got to find, like, back-to-backs, and I know this is all building and scheduling and stuff, but there are throwaway games in the NHL now where both teams are out to lunch or one team is like, and it's not the entertainment value. Like, we're in the entertainment business, us and them. And to me, you want the best product out there and you want the players rested and motivated to play. And when guys are playing four games in six nights in four different cities, and there are going to be some dead.
The other thing that, and make note of this, because I've had teams talk to me about this relatively recently at varying points of this season, where yes, we know that every team has a sports science or a medical science group that does all these, you know, studies and whatnot. There are teams out there that are looking hard at the way each individual player trains, not just in season, but more importantly, in the off season. And I don't know, you guys probably used to make fun of the guy who'd get on a bike, maybe not lift a weight all season long, or you know, right, do very little strength and conditioning, all long muscle stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there are teams that are talking about going back to that type of training, because when you look at today's NHL, it's all based on speed and skill. I mean, the good teams are anyway.
Right.
So you'll see clubs take a real hard look at how their individual players train.
Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider in studio. So it feels like if the Leafs are going to make another move between now and the deadline, three names that keep coming up, Kapanen, Janssen, Kerfoot.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them have had very good years. You know, I'm not even sure any of them have met just the simple expectations from October 1st. Janssen definitely has not. Kerfoot, because he's new here, maybe it's a bit of a pass. He's trying to find his way.
Doesn't seem like a perfect fit.
Doesn't feel like a perfect fit. And Kapanen, you know, that was his first goal in like 13 games last night. So are they selling low on those players? I mean, what's the reputation around the league with those three?
Well, again, being in the throes of it with trade deadline looming, I get asked about one player in particular from the Toronto Maple Leafs, and it's always Kasperi Kapanen. And that's not to say that the other two guys don't have value. We in the media have just lumped those three players as being the most obvious of trade bait from a Maple Leafs perspective to acquire that defenseman. And maybe it's the lineage, the DNA of Kasperi Kapanen that has so many teams intrigued by him. Right. And I can understand that. I don't know how you guys feel.
Well, he's that one guy that's a third-line guy that maybe given the chance with the right skill, he is that guy that can elevate.
And you can assume any team that's been rumored to be in the market for a top six forward, Calgary, Edmonton, go down the list. There's a number of them that would love to add that. That's what they're looking for, because they don't want to break apart their roster to acquire that piece. So if you don't have to break apart your roster, maybe you give a third pairing defenseman that can play higher in the lineup, but you know, seems to be intriguing to Dubas and the Maple Leafs, then you consider that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's got to be the position of attack. I mean, we all know they're looking for defense at some point between now and the trade deadline. And I think at the very least, the idea of all three of them returning next year seems unlikely. If it has to happen at the draft or over the summer or whatever, something's going to have to give. Because I do think, you know, the Nylander chatter was around for like 2 years. And because of his contract, because of where he was in the lineup, you can understand it.
Yeah.
But he's played well. He's played very well. He's had a great year. I don't think they're going to move him, unless it's a blockbuster deal. If you're not moving him for a guy that is just going to plug in.
Right.
Right? No, if you include him, it's got to be a really big deal and something really, really special coming back.
Great value.
Yeah.
In Nylander. Great value. Now, we wouldn't have said that a year ago, obviously. So you move a piece like this, unless it's can't miss with a young defenseman, and I can't even think of who that might be.
Right.
You know, you're not doing it for Josh Manson. You know,
no. You need more than that for Nylander.
You know.
Yeah.
You've got to get cost certainty coming back. Otherwise, you're maybe plugging a hole on the short term and creating a bigger one longer term.
Right.
With the injuries that we've mentioned, we don't know what the diagnosis is with Kucherov going forward. He got injured last night. He left the game.
Anthony Cirelli got hurt.
Cirelli got injured. You know, Bouwmeester, that's a really scary situation. I'm not sure he plays again this year. I mean, I guess we'll find out. We'll see.
I just know put myself in that situation, Brian, I would just say I had a great career. I don't know if I can go back to that. It scared the hell out of me.
36, yeah. You won a Stanley Cup.
It would just scare me.
Great career.
Played since he was 18, too.
It's not 1,300 games or whatever.
He's done everything.
Yeah, he has.
World Championship, everything. You name it, he's done everything.
World Juniors,
everything. But outside of that, it's about your actual physical health. Like, I thought the NHL got it right. You cancel the game immediately.
For sure.
And, you know, you worry about the well-being of not only Jay and his family. Like, that's a dad's trip, too. His dad was in the
dad event. Was on the trip, yep.
Which, you know, in Bobby, the ambulance. Bobby Mack and I just talked about this. You know, I mean, we're all dads here.
Yes.
I would much rather have been a dad on a trip and have my son go through that with me physically there than being sitting on the couch and having to watch that on TV and not being able to get a hold of anyone to figure out what the hell is
actually happening.
And yeah,
right,
that's a good point.
Him and his dad are quite close, Dan, and I know the dad. How traumatic is it on so many different levels? But even the players, Like, you know, the players, Anaheim, you know, Getzlaff's right over there. Like, you know, that's where real life comes in. That's, and we've all seen it. We, unfortunate, we've seen the Rich Peverly incident. And
handled perfectly by everyone involved in the situation.
Everyone.
Coaches, GMs, trainers.
Everyone.
Players.
Everyone.
All.
Yeah.
And look, we pile on to the NHL because, look, our job is to be critical, to analyze and all of those things. But to O's point, the National Hockey League, not just the independent teams, maybe don't get enough credit. Bobby Mack kind of lightheartedly, no pun intended, said, if I'm ever having a heart episode, a heart attack, I want it to be on an NHL bench because they are so fine-tuned in how to assess and address an emergency situation. They practice it. They literally rehearse it in every main arena and every practice facility. Yeah,
they had to put
before
a defib on
puck.
That guy, man.
Yeah,
they did. I know.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in rinks that, you know, from that standpoint, I guess that steps up every once in a while. But there are cops walking around. There's bomb squad and stuff. And I know that that's not something people want to acknowledge or think about, but it's a reality. And the NHL is prepared for anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Baseball, football, every sport.
What scares the crap out of me, though, and I'm through minor hockey, is you just obviously don't have the same level of available care, you know, at a minor midget AAA hockey game.
Darren, what about men's league? How many men's league guys just go
Alan
out there
Thick.
And zip around?
Alan Thick
lots,
died on the bench, beer league.
He was
playing in a game and just, you know, if you're...
If I ever sign up for a beer league, I'd be like, guys, we all got to pony up, chip in, and let's have a... So I have a guy here that's a...
Well, they do. I mean, every building has a defibrillator there.
Yeah. Right. You just got to know how to operate it and use it and get to it or,
well,
you know.
You took
take
a course?
Course.
Yeah, absolutely. When we had our second kid, we brought in... No, that was the Heimlich.
Well, whatever.
We brought in a CPR specialist and all of that. Like, you have to at least be trained. The thing that still, I think, is amazing... is when you're trained in that, not myself, but you hear the stories, like, people are panicking. The people who are trained, just it's almost like they relax and go into mode.
Their
like
job.
That's their job. But it's, you know, to not panic at a situation like that, that is probably half the battle. And then you go through, like, these paramedics, and they don't get enough credit for, like, legitimately saving people's lives.
Yeah.
Like, flat out saving people's lives.
It happened last night
exactly.
in Anaheim.
And
well, I'm watching Darren Pang last night.
So emotional.
You know, well, and I mean, it had just happened. And he's there at ice level trying to describe to the viewers what had just happened. And I can tell you, not to compare the tragedies. I mean, there's no comparison. One man is living and so many died in Humboldt. But the night that Broncos bus crashed, I was in the building here.
Yeah,
I couldn't
and I
do
were
my job
together on the broadcast.
Couldn't do was... my. I knew more than I could report. But I mean, in a much smaller scale, man, it impacts so many because you just don't expect it to happen in your world.
Right. Yeah. And then and we're in a position where you got to talk about it or report on it.
Wow. And it's tough because you never. This isn't breaking a trade.
No.
This is real having
life.
A hot take.
No.
You don't want to be the first to report something where, you know, maybe it's inaccurate or the family members watch it. Like, they don't know. That's the type of stuff that you have to be really careful with, too.
Yeah, you do.
Know, it's real life.
Well, and that's, you know, to transition back into the situation that I guess St. Louis might find themselves in, where cup contenders, maybe cup favorites. And if Bollmeister doesn't return, that's a big hole that, you know, like if Seth Jones is done for the year, do you think these injuries could factor into what these teams might end up doing?
I don't think that there's any doubt of that. And there are some who believe, the Bollmeister incident aside, that Doug Armstrong might have been in the market for at least some depth in that position anyway. But beyond that, I'm wondering, you know, and we won't know this until the season ends for the St. Louis Blues, whether they look back at this and say that was either a galvanizing situation, brought a real tight-knit group even closer together, or it kind of went the opposite because, you know, take stock of you're in that room.
Yeah.
And you're putting yourself in Jay's position, and you're married, and you have a young family.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Everyone's got...
Everyone's different.
Everyone's different.
Well, and you're
reactive. Just anybody that saw it actually go down right in front of their face, they'd be like...
It's traumatizing.
Yeah, they could traumatizing. You can't get... It's like...
Well, did you read that George McPhee helped out today because I believe they were St. Louis was going on to Vegas with people to talk to, like therapists, and counselors, and stuff, because they're traumatized.
Yeah.
Because remember, we all when Rich Peverly had his incident. Remember Tyler Seguin beside him?
Yeah.
Like Tyler Seguin really had, you know, to deal with that with some stuff too. Like so, like I say, it's not just the player that goes through it. It's everyone who's best friends with that guy. You know, and it's a serious situation, and you know, it can have a ripple effect and lasting effects.
Dregs, before we let you go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Do you put Kawhi Leonard's jersey in the rafters?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Case dismissed.
Yes.
Case dismissed.
Because the Raptors do not win the championship without him.
That's right,
End Darren. Of story. And may never win again.
They might. Oh, they'll win again. They'll win again.
Do you think they said that in 67 with the Maple Leafs?
You know what his argument was?
Probably.
You know what his argument was originally, Darren? He goes, oh, did they retire Ray Bourque's jersey in Colorado? The
answer is yes.
Yeah,
case dismissed. You know what I just heard?
But
apparently, Rob Blake's number is not retired.
That is relevant.
Pretty relevant. How is Ray Bourque's and not Rob Blake? Who had a bigger impact on that team?
Ray Bourque.
No, he didn't. Fake news.
I don't even know what you don't even know what you're talking about.
Alex Tanguay. He had a big game seven.
Tanguay.
Yeah.
Tanguay was there. Hey Duke, I think his number's case up there. But case dismissed. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. You're the host of the show.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking
you're
about.
You're the host of a main show in Toronto. You don't know that's what right. you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you.
And Ray Bourque at his jersey retired.
Yeah, what is this, Denver radio? What do I don't care. What do I care about Denver?
I was like, I flat out was like, no.
What do I care about
Grappler
Colorado?
Grappler was like, actually, yeah, he did have his jersey retired.
What's your answer to Rob Blake not having his number retired?
That's irrelevant. It's not. It's not.
I think they
got to
draw the line.
Hey, in the next day or two, can you guys talk about the person, the people that used to look after O-Dog's affairs?
Oh, yeah.
That's arguably one of the funniest.
We asked JVR about it today.
We got to get her on the line. You got to track her down. We have to get your assistant.
No.
Why have we not done that?
I almost sued her, you idiot. Why would I have her on the radio?
I
almost took her to court.
Like,
well, you didn't, so it's all good now. It's been 20 years. You're Vince Carter.
I would bet you one thing.
Buddy, I'll tell you what. If you get her on the line and figure out that
you're done?
I'll find her. Case dismissed.
Case remember dismissed. When the sports horn was back there and threatened me?
Case
you,
dismissed.
Yeah.
I'll find her.
I know that she had to do one thing. Call a plumber.
Oh
come
like, there
on.
Would have
you,
been. Don't you think?
Speed dial. Speed dial one.
Was this my personal affairs? I don't know why you guys make it into a big
deal.
Oh,
it's not. It was your personal affairs.
Personal
not anybody else's.
We'll get her on.
It's awesome.
Case dismissed. Case dismissed.
On that note.
See you, Dregs. Good seeing you, buddy. Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider. Get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine next.
Welcome to Jerry's After Dark, where all of your wildest hot takes come to life. Because Jerry's always in the mood for one more, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Valentine's Day on Friday, we know exactly what Jerry's talking about.
Jerry will be fired up on Friday.
He loves Valentine's Day. Loves it. That's his day.
That's his day.
His day. We have one more hot take. One more
horny
hot take from Jerry.
Not that I would have gone anyway, but Jerry's invitation to the Sedin ceremony tonight must have been lost in the mail. Well, Jerry will pay his respects when both Sedins enter the Hall of Fame. One of those sons of bitches will be mad if the other guy goes in the Hall.
I will say about that, what I would like, if the Hall of Fame has any sense of humor, although it's cruel, it's dark humor, dark. You put one guy in, first year of eligibility.
Come on.
And make the other guy sweat.
That's, no.
The other guy goes in year two.
You're stealing my material. I already said that.
When?
I was like, wouldn't it be awful if John Davidson made the phone call and said, like, Henrik, you're in.
Yeah, but not that the other guy gets in the second year. I've improved on your joke.
No, because how are you supposed to know?
On your line. What do you mean, how are you supposed to know?
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed.
Yeah.
Case dismissed.
I have said so many arrogant things on this show. That is just steeped in arrogance.
I don't think it's not that
the
arrogant. It's
just, coming off the pile.
It's hilarious. You just were so sure you were right.
About that's Ray Bourque.
Just case dismissed.
Well, case dismissed. I was waiting for you. You're the hockey expert.
I know, but I was so wrong. Like
so
I,
was
there,
I,
in my apparently. Mind, I was like, there's no way they've... Like, they, he was only there 2 years.
Apparently, he was the first number retired
I know,
in Avalanche
which is
history.
Actually, that's...
Which would be Kawhi if he went up first.
There you go.
Case dismissed.
Yeah.
Sedin's both in the Hall of Fame. I'll say 80%.
They're 100% lock.
100%. I think they're probably locks, but...
Yeah, I don't know locked. If... Are they first ballots?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, they're... Henrik won an MVP. I don't think Daniel won a Hart. He won a Rocket, I believe.
If Matt Sundin was the first ballot...
Sundin's better than the Sedins.
Matt's never won a Hart.
Yeah, you're
never
right.
Never was known
right.
as the
that
best player in the league.
That 1 year. But consistently Henrik. Throughout his career, who do you think is better?
I don't know, man.
Look at Sundin's stats, man. He had 75 plus points every single
year. Sundin never
had
a Sundin to play with either.
He didn't have Tony Sundin playing with him.
That's true. He didn't
Rick
have Mark.
Sundin.
No, he didn't have Mark
Although his
Sundin.
Brother was a legend.
Really?
Really?
Off ice?
Pear would come to town.
Pear Sundin?
He was a legend.
He would be ready, huh?
Yeah.
Imagine riding shotgun with Mats.
I'll never forget Mats had some buddies from Sweden, and they couldn't speak English, and they were in the laundry room, and they witnessed a bunch of guys come in and grab some beers for the hot tub, and the looks on their faces, they were like, whoa, 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 and they were shocked.
National League.
Because 10 minutes later, they came with a towel and just dumped the empties out into a garbage can, and the looks on their faces were like, oh, my God.
I mean, you would have witnessed it. Sundin probably could have done anything in that room. Like, who's going to tell him he can't go somewhere in the rink or do something or have beers after the game?
He was the face of this organization for how many years?
Dude, he was
13 years.
A legend. Like, black car, parked behind the restaurant, through the kitchen, security, parting of the Red Seas, booth. Like, legend.
Case dismissed. Ray Liotta levels of
yes, handing out
legendary
cash.
Status. There you go. There you go.
There you go. Dumb and dumber.
Case dismissed. Case dismissed.
I don't want to hear that. We got to get rid of it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I hate the sound of
I actually
it. It's
love
my voice.
It. I actually love it. I
case
think it's
dismissed.
Amazing.
Because
anyway.
Of Ray Bourque and those idiots in Colorado. Anyway.
We'll get back on the case on Monday.
Well, we're back tomorrow. It's Wednesday.
I don't know why I thought it was Friday.
It feels like Friday.
It does.
Of.
It yeah. does.
It had a Friday vibe.
Well, Wednesday.
But I will rephrase that. Okay. We will be back in action tomorrow at
4 p.m.
We'll chat then.
You've been listening to the Overdrive Podcast Hour 3, powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. It's Nissan's Winter Warrior event. Lease or finance a Kicks or Qashqai to receive up to 3 payments on them. Finance rates from 0% on select Qashqais. Scarborough Nissan, Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.